are and how they can solve problems moment to moment and in the process be renewed and restored in love. The training begins with a two-hour free lecture. Attendees are giving an overview of how thoughts within actualize as spiritual problems in their lives and in the lives of their families, relatives, ancestors, friends, neighbors, and associates. In the weekend training, students are taught where the problems are located, how to solve different kinds of problems using over 25 problem-solving processes, and how to really take good care of themselves. The underlying emphasis in the training is on being 100% responsible for themselves and for what happens in their lives and for solving problems effortlessly. The wonder of the updated Ho'oponopono process is that you get to meet yourself anew each moment, and you get to appreciate more and more with the application of the process the renewing miracle of love. I operate my life and my relationships according to the following insights. 1. The physical universe is an actualization of my thoughts. 2. If my thoughts are cancerous, they create a cancerous reality. 3. If my thoughts are perfect, they create a physical reality brimming with love. 4. I am 100% responsible for creating my physical universe the way it is. 5. I am 100% responsible for correcting the cancerous thoughts that create a disease reality. 6. There is no such thing as out there. Everything exists in thoughts in my mind.
Mark and I read the article and wondered which author was the therapist we were looking for, Charles Brown or this Dr. Hu Lin. We didn't know. We couldn't tell. And who was this Morna the article mentioned? And what was self-identity ho-ho please? We read on. We found a few more articles that shed light on what we sought. They included revealing statements such as self-identity through Ho'oponopono sees each problem not as an ordeal, but as an opportunity. Problems are just replayed memories of the past, showing up to give us one more chance to see with the eyes of love and to act from inspiration. I was curious, but I wasn't getting it. Problems were replayed memories from the past? Huh? What were these authors trying to explain? How did this whole whatever help the therapist who healed people? Who was this therapist anyway? I found yet another article, this one by a reporter named Daryl Sifford, who talked about meeting the creator of this Ho'opo-whatever process. Her name is Morna, and she's a kahuna, or keeper of the secrets. What this Morna did to help heal people was appeal to the divine creator of our choice through the divinity that is within each person, who is really an extension of the divine creator. Well, maybe you understand that. I didn't at the time. Neither did Mark. Apparently, this Morna said some words, like a prayer, that helped people heal. I made a mental note to locate that prayer, but right now I was going on a different mission, to find the therapist and learn his method for healing. My eagerness to know more and to meet this shaman therapist was becoming more and more exciting. Even though Mark and I really needed to be back at our booth at the convention, we let it slide so we could continue our quest. Based on the articles and website, we guessed the therapist we wanted to find was named E. Haleakala Hu Lin. Some first name. I had no idea at the time how to pronounce it, let alone spell it. I didn't know how to locate him either. The site didn't have any contact info for him. Mark and I tried to Google him, but nothing turned up. We began to wonder if this ethereal therapist was a fiction, or retired, or even deceased. I closed my laptop and went back to the convention, but the adventure had begun. Finding the world's most unusual therapist. Back in my home outside of Austin, Texas, I couldn't shake the story of the therapist who cured people without seeing them. What was his method? Who was he? Was the story a hoax? Because of my 20-some years in personal development, mostly chronicled in my books, Adventures Within and The Attractor Factor, it shouldn't be a surprise to anyone that I needed to know more. I've always been curious. I spent 7 years with a controversial guru. I interviewed self-help mentors and sages, authors and speakers, mystics and magicians of the mind. Because of the success of my current books, I could now call many of the leading experts in the field of human development my friends. But I couldn't shake the story of this therapist. This was different. This was a breakthrough. I needed to know more. So I again went searching. In the past, I've hired private detectives to locate missing people. I did it when I wrote about advertising genius Bruce Barton for my book, The 7 Lost Secrets of Success. I was ready to hire a professional to find Dr. Hu Len, too, when an odd thing happened. One day, while doing yet another search for Dr. Hu Len, I found his name associated with a website. I have no idea why this didn't surface before in earlier searches, but there it was. I couldn't find a phone number, but I could hire Dr. Hu Len for a personal consultation by email. It seemed like an odd way to do therapy, but in these internet times, anything goes. Figuring that would be the best way to get in his door, I sent him an email through his website. I was excited beyond words. I couldn't wait for his reply. What would he say? Would he write something enlightening? Would he heal me by email? I could barely sleep that night. I was so eager to hear from him. By the next morning, he responded, writing,
"Joe, thank you for requesting a consultation. Consultations are usually done via the internet or by fax. The person requesting the consultation provides information for me about the nature of the consultation, i.e., a description of a problem, of a concern. I process and meditate on the information for divine direction. Then I communicate back to the person by email what I received in meditation. While I was out for lunch today, a lawyer client from Hawaii faxed me information to look at. After processing it,